Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ms. Sharon here with Junior Giants Speak, a radio show for children, by children, and about children. I'm here this morning with my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm always happy to be with them on this Saturday morning. We are based out of Atlanta, and we are reaching out to people all over the world. This morning, our topic is going to be on bullying, which seems to be an issue that is growing, is a growing concern all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world. Before we get started, I want to thank the parents of our Junior Giant reporters for allowing them to be a part of the show and making them available at this time. I know Saturday mornings is a busy time when you have children, but I appreciate the fact that they take time out to listen it, to make sure that the children are prepared. As we get started this morning, I also want to express the seriousness of this issue. Bullying has become an epidemic in our schools. A lot of children are being negatively affected by it, to the point that some children have taken their own lives because they didn't feel like there is a way out. They have gone to, some of them have gone to authority figures, and they have gone to their parents, and they still don't see a resolution to their situation. That being the case, some of them have gone to the extremes and taken their own lives as the only way that they saw out of the situation. But this morning, our children are going to talk about bullying and how they have been affected and how they feel like they should respond as young Christians. One of the things that I want to also emphasize is that there is always help. If a child is feeling bullying, and I'm speaking to the listeners this morning that we have and those that are following us on the internet, there's always a way out. There is always help. And you just have to keep going back to the authority figures. If you're not getting help in one area, move to another authority figure. Let your voice be heard, because any child that's being bullied has a right to not live in fear. They have a right to be heard. And so they need to tell their parents, and bullies will threaten you and tell you not to tell and all those different things. But your only help and the only hope is in telling. If you've got to call the police yourself and tell, if you've gotten no results from telling an adult, or whether that be a parent or a teacher, you have a right to be helped, and you have a right not to live in fear. I'm going to put my number out there because we've done an episode similar to this before, and I have gotten calls on a later date to point you to some place where you can get some help. My number is 678-516-5570. If you are being bullied and you don't feel like you have gotten the appropriate people's attention, I want you to give me a call, and I will make sure that you receive the help that you need, because no young person should have to live in fear. It's just not okay for you to have to live that way. And so as we're starting to the show this morning, I started looking at bullying and how long it's been around. And because this is a Christian program, we have to take a look at the Bible. And if you take a look at the Bible, there's several stories in there where there are bullies. And they may not be called bullies in the Bible, but they exemplified bullying behaviors. And when there are different aspects of bullying, there can be where there's actual physical contact, but sometimes it starts mentally, when people are calling you names and they're saying mean things to you around your friends or trying to embarrass you. Those are forms of bullying. And then it can go to the extreme where there is physical contact. And so even when looking in the Bible, I was trying to see how far bullying went back in the Bible. And when I was looking, it goes all the way back to the first family. There was bullying in that first family. When the brothers Cain and Abel were born, Cain kills Abel. But before Cain kills Abel, Cain was jealous. And out of his jealousy, he mistreated his brother. Anytime someone mistreats you to the point where they are intentionally trying to make you feel bad, that's bullying. And so that's how far back bullying goes. And it's a form of intimidation, and it's meant to make you feel less than a person or less important. And so because it's been around so long, it is necessary to address it directly. It's necessary to address it where people know who the bully is and what the bully is doing. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning. I have some wonderful reporters with us this morning. And we're going to start with Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Tired and cold, but
you're tired,
you know,
and cold?
Yes.
Why are you cold?
I don't know. My feet are cold and my arms are.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you with me this morning. Are you ready to do your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Well, what is bullying? To me, in my eyes, bullying could be from verbal to physical, just like she said, just like Sharon had said. And anything to undermine anyone's self-confidence, self-esteem, purposely, and your purpose be doing it over and over again. That's what, in my eyes, bullying is. Am I a victim of bullying? I am, but of verbal and mentally. It wasn't that bad, but it's the person that bullied me is now one of my friends. He's in the eighth grade. He would call me names. He would pick on me. He would purposely do that, and he would crack jokes on me, and people would laugh at me, and I just felt, you know, like I had no one. But he ended up apologizing maybe a month later or so. When he stopped, he apologized. And ever since then, we're like tight, really tight friends. And where was I a bully? If my definition, I actually was a bully. I don't know why. I guess I was just caught up in the moment, and I guess I was so used to being a bully that I turned to be the bully. But verbal, I might have not seen at that point. While I was doing it, I didn't think of it. That may have happened with Tayshawn, which is my former friend, my friend that was a bully to me. I guess I didn't see it, but now that I've lived through it and I know what bullying actually is, I think I'm pretty sure that I was a bully, and that I guess the cycle is continuing. That you get bullied, you become the bully, and the cycle just keeps continuing. And that concludes my report.
Okay. So as a young Christian, what is your responsibility when it comes to bullying?
It depends on how you look at it. For me, the bystander is supposed to, the bystander is not supposed to be a bystander. The bystander is supposed to, in my eyes, needs to come in and stop the fight, stop what it is, stop what the bully is doing to that person. The bully is actually, I would say, is jealous, either jealous of you, and if you go in numbers, the bully versus like three or four other people can't really do anything. I saw it maybe Friday or Thursday, and I guess this is where Andreas was. I was in the bathroom, and it was sixth period, and I guess the teachers were down there transitioning. I actually used the restroom. And all I see is Carson in the corner. He's, like, getting beat down by this blonde dress. He's kneeing him in the face. So I end up having to, like, break it up as much as I can, and he ended up going to the office. And Carson had a bruise on his face.
Okay. So as a young Christian, you feel like you should step in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Stay on the line. We're gonna come up with our question of the day, but we're gonna keep on going with our reporting. It's interesting that you've been a bully and you've been bullied. So do you feel like you were a bully because somebody bullied you?
Yeah, and I guess that it was just in the moment, and that I can't really. It's hard for me to explain it, but I guess I was just used to being bullied that I became the bully. That's just my way of explaining it.
Okay. And it makes sense because when there's a saying that says hurt people, hurt people. So when you're being hurt, sometimes it makes you want to lash out at someone else. So tell me, how did you feel about yourself once you realized what was going on?
It just made me look at myself like I just became the ugly person that nobody likes. And ever since then, it's just like I've stood up for a lot of people. I don't think I can really say much about.
Okay, that's very good. I appreciate your honesty, Jason. Thank you so much. We're going to continue on. Our topic this morning is standing up to the bully or bullying. We're going to go on with our next report. Good morning, Jacob. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. How was your week?
Good.
It was good. What made it good?
Then 2 weeks over.
Okay. How's school going?
Good.
Okay. Are you ready for your report?
Yes.
Let's go right ahead.
Art. Hello, everybody that is watching. This is Jacob Southall, and I am about to tell you about bullies. A bully is a person who picks on someone to make themselves feel better. Most bullies have been bullied before. A bully is trying to make the victim feel bad about themselves and lower their self-esteem. If you are being bullied, you should immediately notify an adult. I have never been a bully or have been bullied. I've seen people get bullied, and it is not funny. But I still regret to this day not doing anything about it. This is Jacob Southall, and I'm finished with my report.
Okay, so, Jacob, you said that you've seen it, but you didn't do anything about it?
Yes.
Why do you think you didn't do anything?
Well, this was, like, when I was in, like, fourth grade or something, and, like, well, I kind of saw people getting bullied, but, like, He was like, well, I really don't understand the bullying because the other person, he was like laughing while he was getting bullied. So I was just like, so I just left it alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes but tell me now, as a young Christian, if you were to witness some bullying, What do you think your responsibility is as a young Christian?
To like stand and say stop bullying, something like that, or is that like that?
Okay. So you feel like it is your responsibility to do something. Not quite sure what, but something, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for your report. I appreciate it. We're going to keep going. I just want to point out the fact that bullying has taken over as one of the number one issues in school as far as discipline is concerned. And this is happening all over the country. And we need to be careful because a lot of the things that our children are viewing on TV or sometimes even experiencing in their homes makes them feel that it is okay to bully someone else. And one of the things that Jason said is sometimes when you are being bullied, it makes you lash out at other people, and then you become the bully. And that's absolutely true. So when we have children or young people that are being bullied, it's important to make sure that they receive the help that they need so that they're not walking around in anger and that anger leashes out on other people. Because when you're walking around and you're angry, it's got to come out some way, and it usually comes out on someone else because you're miserable and you're just trying to get it out. And so it's important that when we have young people that are experiencing being victimized, what it is, being someone trying to make them a victim, that we help them immediately and get them the help that they need and the support so that they know that they're not alone. We're going to continue this morning. I'm really thankful for these young people who are doing a wonderful job. And I want those of you who are listening to be attentive to the young people that are in your lives that are school-age children that are, if you hear of any of them being victims of bullying, I want to ask you to intervene. Talk to their parents, talk to whoever it is that can help them, and make sure that they receive the help that they need. Whether you're a Sunday school teacher or a teacher, make sure that you're listening and you don't just kind of make it seem as though it's something that's not important. When a person is being bullied, it really affects their self-esteem. It affects how they feel about themselves, and it becomes difficult for them to keep telling people what's wrong, what's going on. And so if you hear it, I just want to admonish you or encourage you to leap into action to help that child, because there's nothing more important than our children. And it, at all costs, we have to keep them safe. So we're going to, I know that I'm preaching on this morning, but I just want to ensure that our children are safe when they leave home to go to school. And there has been enough damage done by bullying, and so I feel like it's an important topic, and we are trying to raise junior giants, and these young people that are on the radio show this morning are junior giants, and so we want to make sure that they understand their power, and if they've been victim of bullies, of what they need to do and how they may be able to help one of their peers. So we're going to continue this morning with our junior giant reporter, Miss Alameda. Alameda, how are you doing?
Good.
How was your week today? How was your week?
My week was actually good. We had a 3-day week, so.
Okay, so you guys were off for a couple of days, huh?
Uh-huh, we were off Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad that you had a little time off. And what did you do on your days off?
Well, my mom, she went town, so my dad was kind of busy with the kids. So on Monday, we didn't really do anything. That was the day that my mom left. And then on Tuesday, we kind of got out. We went to go out for lunch, and then my dad had to take care of some business.
Okay. Well, at least you got a rest from school, and you got a nice lunch with your dad. That's a good thing. Okay, we're going to keep moving. Are you ready to do your report?
Yes.
Well, please go right ahead.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and on radio land. My name is Almeida Salsa. Have any of you ever been bullied? I haven't, but some of my friends have. Bullying is something that no one should have to go through. When someone gets hurt mentally or physically by words or physical attempt, people bully for a couple of reasons, such as because they're insecure, because they're going through some things and they want to take it out on other people, or so people won't mess with them. If you ever get bullied, please tell someone, because if you don't, they'll think that you're scared and that will only make things worse. And remember, for yourself is not being a tattletale. This year, Junior Giant, I'll meet us all. Thanks for listening.
Okay, a couple of things that you said about being a tattletale. What does that mean to you, being a tattletale?
Being a tattletale is basically like when you did something, but at the same time somebody else did something and you want to tell somebody else did and not what you did at the same time.
And are you telling to get that other person in trouble?
Yes, basically.
Okay. And so you need to, and so I like that you put that in there, Amita, because getting help is not tattletelling. That's not what that is. If someone is doing something wrong, and especially if they're doing something wrong to you, it's not tattletelling. It's being mature and getting help. The bully counts on you not telling. They don't think you're going to tell on them, that you're too scared to tell on them. And so you have to push back the fear or the nervousness that you have, and you must tell. You must tell. You must tell. You can't let someone intimidate you to the point where you're so scared you're going to let them keep doing it. And that's what the bully counts on. And so that was really good for you to bring that in to your report, Almeida, about tattletelling. So tell me, Almeida, what do you think your responsibility is as a young Christian?
I think my responsibility is that if somebody is being bullied and they're too scared to speak up, I would probably do it for them. So let's
you would
continue.
What?
I think
say that, again.
That I should do it for them if they are too scared, because if I don't, it will probably make things worse.
Okay, that's good. And sometimes you do have to be the one to tell for them because they are scared. Okay, there's a couple. Let me give you the question of the day so you can be thinking about it. But there's a couple of tips that I want to point out. The question of the day. If a friend of yours was being bullied and the bully knows that you're their friend and they start threatening you not to tell, and they have made you afraid because you're afraid that they're going to hurt you, how would you handle that? So if a friend of yours is being bullied and the friend doesn't want you to tell and the bully tells you that you better not tell, and now you're afraid, what is the best course of action for you to take? That's going to be the question of the day. But before we get to that, I want to make a couple of points when it comes to bullying. The first point is the most important thing is your safety. Nothing's more important than your safety. So whether you're being bullied or you know someone that's being bullied, you have to make sure that you are going to be safe. Keeping the bully secret will not keep you safe, because the bully is unstable. They're picking on somebody else for reasons they don't even completely understand themselves. And so keeping their secret is not keeping you safe. And so you need to understand that the most important thing is to keep you safe, or to keep your friends safe. Another thing is that when you have emotions or feelings that you need to talk with somebody about, or when you're feeling intimidated and you feel like lashing out at someone else, that's the time when you need to find somebody to talk to, whether it is a teacher, a parent, a friend, whoever it is, so that you can start looking at those emotions. I always say parents first, because no one cares for you more than your parents care for you. And whether you know it or not, they know how to stick up for you. They know how to make things right in your world. And so I want to encourage you to tell, to if you're feeling all bottled up with a bunch of emotions, you're feeling angry, especially anger, because anger always has to come out because we're not made to hold our anger in. And so it's important that you talk to someone when you're walking around angry all the time. That's not a healthy state of mind, to walk around angry all the time. And when you are angry, it's important that you talk to your parents or talk to somebody that you trust about why you're feeling so angry, so they can help you work that out. And so those are two things that I want you to remember. Make sure you're safe. And the other one is, if you're feeling the anger and you feel like you want to lash out at somebody else, then I want you to make sure that you talk to somebody about the way that you're feeling. Because a lot of times when we talk about bullying, we only talk about the people that are victims. But there's also something going on with the person that's being the bully. So if the bully is you, I know that you have a lot of emotions that are pent up, a lot of feelings that you're not telling other people about. I'm just asking that you get help and find someone that you trust that you can talk to. It's imperative. It's very important that you do that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with our question of the day. We're going to give you a musical selection from one of our former musical guests, and this comes from Elmas High. Enjoy, and we'll be back in just a moment. Musical selection by Elmas High. He is a musician he's a saxophonist in the Atlanta Smyrna area. And we're grateful for that selection. We're going to keep on moving. Today I'm here. This is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here with my Junior Giant reporters. I do want to let you know that we are recruiting for additional Junior Giant reporters. They do not have to be in the Atlanta area. They can be anywhere or all over the country, all over the world for that matter. As long as you have internet and a phone, they can be a part. The stories that we do are stories that are pertinent to young people because we're trying to strengthen them and to let them know just how wonderful they are and how great they are because God has created them to be great. That is one of the goals of Junior Giant Speaks. I want to let you know that we are recruiting. They need to be between the ages of 7 and 12 and willing to do something different. This is a little different, and as we're growing, we're going to be doing additional things that are outside of, quote-unquote, the norm of things that children are involved in. You can reach us by phone at 678-516-5570. You can also reach us on the internet. You can go to our website, which is www.juniorgiantspeak.com, or you can send us an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. Okay? I have to think about those, all those emails and websites, but you can reach us on those mediums, and we will get back with you as soon as possible if you have children that are interested in becoming Junior Giants. These are some of the best young people that I've run into in all my years of working with children. They are willing to dedicate time and effort into putting forth the information that they have, and it is appreciated, and they do a good job. We're going to come down to the last part of our show with the question of the day. The question of the day is, if you had a friend that was being bullied and they don't want you to tell, and now the bully is telling you that you better not tell, and now you're afraid, what is it that you need to do? And I'm going to start off with Almeda. Almeda, what do you think you should do?
I honestly think that I should tell. Because, well, I feel that the world should be a place for people to be happy. And nobody should have to wander around thinking, oh my gosh, I better huddle. I'm about to get creamed at school by a bully. And think that people should be afraid of that. And people that stand up for that should be proud of themselves, because at my school they have this club, and it's a place for hate clubs. And their theme is that they stand up against bullies. And their one motto is, when we all stand together, no one stands alone.
Okay, I like that. I like that. And that's a clip that you were trying to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
When we all stand together, we won't. And that's such a true thing. If you stand with other people against stuff that's wrong, you won't have to stand alone. That's a good one, Almeda.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue. We're going to go with Jason. Jason, go ahead.
Well, it's really tricky because I've been in a situation similar where I was kind of threatened to tell, end up telling, but I'm not saying I'm just going to go tell because it's a radio show and I don't want to look bad. Most people would say, oh, I'll just go tell, it's not that simple. When really, if you're in that situation, like say if your best friend getting bullied, your best friend says not to tell. The bully is threatening to do whatever to you if you tell. But you want to help your best friend, so that's just a really, really tricky situation. It depends on what the bully is doing to me, or it depends on what the bully is doing. because you could report the bully, and he may get, like, OSS for a little while, come back and be the same person he was and end up doing something to you. But they would most likely, I would say to tell, because most likely they're going to have a hassle on him. And the only power you can, the bully has no power over you. The only power you can give to him is fear. That's basically what is based off of fear, giving him power based off of fear. So if you just stand up, he's going to either back down or someone's going to stick up with you.
Okay, so when, Jason, when you were being bullied, did you want somebody to tell? Did you tell? What did you do?
I would talk to my friends about it, and they would kind of cheer me up. I did tell my mom, and I think that did, she had called the principal of the bus or whatever, and he did get, like, he did get suspended off the bus or whatever. He came back. He wasn't as bad. He was still kind of cracking jokes. But then a little while after, that's when he apologized to me, and we became really close friends.
Okay. And the reason that I ask is that no one wants to be hurt, and anybody that's being hurt wants help. And so it is a tricky situation, but like you said, there's a quote that says, evil continues when good men do nothing. And so because you all, young people, are Christians, I want you to understand exactly what that means. That doesn't mean that you put yourself in danger and, ooh, I'm going to stop the fight and I'm going to beat you down. That's not what that means. What that means is I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do what's right. And it's never right to leave someone in pain. It's not right, a right thing to do. So if you have compassion, if you care for the other person, it is important that you get help. Get help. The bully can only continue bullying. He can only continue doing that when no one stops him. And no one will ever stop him if no one ever tells. And so you made some wonderful points in that. It is a tricky situation because you want to help your friend, but you don't want your friend to be mad at you and yada, yada, yada. But if you are a friend, the Bible says a friend loveth at all times. Even when a time when that friend might end up being mad at you, but I still love you because I'm your friend. And because I'm your friend, I'm going to get help. I'm going so this can stop. And so sometimes being a friend doesn't mean I go along with everything you say. It means I have your best interest at heart. Okay? So you have to remember it is a tricky situation, but safety first, and then you make sure that you get the help that's needed to that situation. Okay, very good. You guys are giving me some very good input. I appreciate it. Jacob, go ahead.
Yes?
I'm sorry. You said safety comes first. That made me think, if safety comes first, you don't know what the bully is thinking to do to you when he threatens you. Like my Nana, she works at a school, and she had this third grader threatening this kindergartner with a knife in the bathroom and all that. The bully could be crazy. You don't know what's going on in his mind. So safety counts. With safety first, what would you choose? Like, do you choose the safety of your best friend, and then you may get stabbed or, like, you know.
And see, when I say safety first, I don't mean put yourself in harm's way. So if you're dealing with somebody and they have a weapon, you call the police. You go get the principal. I don't care if you got to go hollering and screaming. If someone has a weapon, then another person's life is in danger. Okay? And there have been incidents where bullying has gone to the point where someone was killed. I don't ever want that to be any of my kids or anybody else's children. Okay, so that's when there's police for a reason. Okay, and many of you guys have safety officers in your schools. You go get the safety officer and you tell them what's going on. You must tell. That's the whole point. But you're never going to put yourself, if you see a weapon, you're no match for somebody who's deranged or, I want to say deranged. and they have a weapon. That's not, you're not Superman. You have to take care of yourself and go get help. And you get help from somebody that can help. Go and tell another kid that's not what you need to do. You need to find an adult that you can trust, and you need to tell them. If you have safety officers in your school, then you need to go to the safety officers and immediately tell them what's going on. Make them come with you. Okay? So that's a good point. Okay. Safety first. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off? Jacob?
Oh, yes.
Were you done?
Oh, no. All right. If there was a bully, then if he was threatening me, I would tell anyway because either way, people are still getting bullied while you're just not telling. It might be more than one person that's getting bullied by that same person. So.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. Because chances are, if he's bullying you, he's bullying other people because that's just the kind of person that he is or she is. Because I don't want it to sound even like it's just something that boys do. Because sometimes even with girls, bullying is just a bunch of meanness and deliberately trying to hurt you and hurt your feelings and make you look bad and feel bad. And so that's what we do. We tell. That's just the answer. And if he's bullying you, he's probably bullying somebody else or two or three other people. And it needs to be stopped. You never put yourself in harm's way. You never put yourself in, especially if there is a weapon involved, that's what the police are for. Okay? And it'd be nice if we didn't have to have those kind of thoughts about children in school. But the day and the time that we live in, children in school, some of them do carry weapons. And sometimes the kid has a weapon who's trying to defend himself. Neither one of those are good scenarios. Nothing good can come out of that. And so that's why it's important. Way before we get to the point where we're so scared and angry that we need a weapon, long before we get to that, when it first starts, it needs to be reported. And it needs to report. And your parents need to find out there's an order that the schools have no bullying policies, no tolerance for bullying. And if when it happens, they have a protocol or they have a set of instructions that they must follow where the bully is concerned, to the point where they're they're suspended, even expelled from school. And so if you're being bullied, if you know children that are being bullied, get the help you need. Get them the help that they need. Because sometimes it's hard for adults to hear children. So parents, you're going to have to be the voice. You're the voice. And you know this because you've done it their whole lives. But when it comes to bullying, sometimes because we're not present, we don't see the seriousness of it and we don't see the effect of it on our children. So it is imperative that you get them the help that they need and that they feel your emotional support. And sometimes it requires that you just pop up at the school. And I want to also talk to the parents of the bully. When someone tells you that your child is bullying, being a bully, I need you to listen. I need you to hear what's being said. Sometimes as parents, we never can imagine our children doing such a thing. But children are different away from their parents. When their parents aren't around, they are themselves. And so if someone is telling you that your child is participating in bullying behaviors, I want you to listen and imagine if there is a possibility of that, and then I need you to investigate. And that's when you can pop up at the school. That's when you can just show up when they don't expect you to and see what your child's behavior really is. And so it's important that we get a handle on this because one of the reporters said that you need, I think it was Almeida, that you have a right to feel safe in your when you go to school and not feel intimidated. And so to ensure that our children are safe and to ensure that they are in good mental health, good mindset, to the point where they want to come to school and they want to participate, we have to make sure that they feel safe when they go to school. It's got to be a place of safety for them. And so I want to thank my junior giants. You guys did an excellent job, as usual. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I want you to prepare for our upcoming shows as we're going into the holidays. We're going to try to do some different things. I want you to look for them on Facebook. We're going to be doing producing a commercial to talk about Junior Giants Speak. Junior Giants Speaks is a growing program. It is growing now to the point where we are going to be opening up a Junior Giant Speaks office. And we're grateful to God for how he is opening doors for us. We are, like I said earlier, soliciting additional reporters so that we can do the things that we have on our in our plans to do so that they can be successful. The Junior Giants will be visiting other children in hospitals. We're trying to learn how to be Christians, not just the Christians that go to church, but have Christ-like behavior everywhere we go. I want to thank my Junior Giants. You are precious, and I love you. And we are going to bring this week's session to a close. Our next, I want to give you the date of our next program. Our next program is going to be on November 1st, and we will be, if you check our website, you can find out what the topic is going to be about. But we are looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you in our next show on November 1st. God be with you. We love you, and have a good week. Thank you, Junior Giants. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that was Shaman Rustin with a healing hymn. Goodbye and have a nice week. Bye-bye.